Thanks for joining us for the Cultured Meat and Future Food Show. This is a special edition episode featuring the recent announcement from Eat Just Inc. The company recently announced that after a rigorous review process, its cultured chicken has been approved for sale in Singapore as an ingredient in chicken bites. The company has developed other cultured chicken formats that will be an extension to this product line. And on today's episode, we have one of our former guests, Dr. Vitor Santo, the Director of Cellular Agriculture at Eat Just Inc., here to explain to us exactly what this means for the cultured meat industry. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. Thanks for joining us on the Cultured Meat and Future Food Show. Welcome, Vitor.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
So there's been some big news, tons of buzz going around, and not just inside the food and biotech world. Tell us really what all this buzz is about.
Yeah, we just got this big announcement and a big development for the whole cellular agriculture field and food industry in general. We got the first regulatory approval for sale of cultured chicken as an ingredient for production of chicken bites in Singapore. So this is something that has been in the preparation for over 2 years, a pretty long process of review. And it is, I would say, the biggest milestone that this field has seen so far. And really, there's been always a lot of questions about regulatory hurdles and how those could be one of the biggest challenges to bring these cultured meat products to the market. And I think that this is the first step to better and bigger things. And we're very happy that our team at Eat Just has managed to accomplish this in collaboration with the Singapore food authorities.
Great. And we've known that there are different groups really pushing for this effort across regulatory approval. Did your team know that Singapore was going to be the first, or was it more of just going after different jurisdictions and then Singapore ends up hitting? Or was Singapore always part of the strategy?
We have identified Singapore as a target for our products pretty early on. At Eat Just, we do have also our ag business, as you know, and we have also made very recently a couple of announcements, and we're expanding in Asia pretty much by building also a plant-based facility in Singapore. So obviously, Singapore is very open to food innovation. They are definitely very invested in being this technology hub for the food industry for a lot of different reasons. And also a lot of the motivations for us to do cultured meat in the first place, concerns of food safety are pretty prevalent as well and prominent in Asia. So definitely Singapore makes a lot of sense in different ways. We did not necessarily know in the beginning that they would be the first ones to cross the finish line with us. We are also engaging with other regulatory authorities at the moment. But in the end, I would say that maybe a year ago, we really heard out that Singapore was probably going to be our best bet because the discussions were just evolving more smoothly. And I think that there was a great dialogue and things were evolving and we were sharing a lot of our data. And so it really became a reality. And it was pretty clear after a while that it was going to be our first approval.
Great. And I think Josh Tetrick was quoted in the New York Times that this is really going to be I'm paraphrasing here, but this is really going to be a stepping stone for other jurisdictions to open up and give approval. So that's definitely very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most difficult part is always breaking the ice, right? Like first approval, and there's been a lot of anticipation for this moment and even some questions about how would the regulatory framework be built around this type of products. Singapore has already released their framework earlier, like a year ago, approximately. And so that already has shown that they were getting ready and prepared for this. And I believe some of the communications we had with them also contributed for that. So I think that now the next step is to really have other countries like the US, for instance, really also establish those frameworks. The good thing about this opportunity as well is that okay, now we have gotten this approval. So now it's very likely that ourselves with other versions of the product and also even other companies as well will now be able to get probably smoother and easier regulatory evaluations because at least now the requirements are much more established. And I think that's what we were lacking. It was having a proper systematic sort of set of requirements that we would need to comply in order to get an approval. And now those are official.
Great. And you mentioned there was one kind of specific product type that got approvals. I think you said chicken bites. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So there could be other types of products that very soon get additional approval as well.
Yes, that's right. Here at ItJust, we have been developing a lot of different prototypes and product formats. So the chicken bites were the first product that we have engaged with the SFA. But since then, as I was saying, it has been a pretty long process. So we have improved and developed our products, and we have different formats like the chicken breast, for instance, and I think that has been already pretty well publicized as well. So that's the next version that we are aiming to get approval pretty quickly as well. I was also referring earlier is that since now we got the approval for the ingredient, right, the cultured chicken, so now we can use it in different formats. So I think that's the whole purpose now. We can be more creative and really complying with the requirements from SFA still, but pretty much the approval of the ingredient was the biggest accomplishment here.
Great. So let's talk about the chicken bites product in Singapore specifically. Mm-hmm. What will really be the next steps in terms of potential release opportunities? Are we going to see release at certain restaurants? Is retail on the map? What can we expect there?
Yeah, so for now, the launch is going to happen in restaurants, right? We're not yet producing at a scale that allow us to go to retail immediately. We still have some work to do there. Also, bear in mind, Alex, that even though we have been producing for over 2 years cultured chicken consistently in our process, as we have announced in our press release, we were also, you know, waiting for this approval. So we were not just producing chicken for the sake of feeding ourselves, let's say it just. So now that we got the approval, we can really, really focus on improving our scale-up efforts and really bulk our production capacity so we can start feeding into not only restaurants, but then in the future, also retail. But there's definitely still work to be done there. So I think that what we can expect at this point is really a launch in a restaurant. And then in next year, we can expand to more restaurants. But for the next year, at least, that's the plan.
Great. And from a manufacturing standpoint, since approval is in Singapore, will manufacturing be done in Singapore or perhaps in the US and then sent to Singapore?
We do have manufacturing capacity in the US, which we have used a lot for development purposes. We have our product development and food sciences team here that need this product to essentially continue to improve the formulation. I can tell you that before our call today, I was just testing next versions of our chicken bites. So it's just an evolving process. So we always will have an internal production, but for commercial purposes, now our focus, since we got the approval in Singapore, is really focus more on internal production in the country, in Singapore. And we already have that ongoing. So that's also something that we're happy. So it will be just also a much smoother process when it comes to operations. So essentially, everything will be done in the same place, the same country. It's just it's an easier workflow and makes much more sense.
Great. And so since we last had the podcast recording back in May of 2019, have there been any kind of major technological advancements that have taken place that you might be able to share, either optimizing efficiency or anything like that?
Yeah, so I think that we have been working a lot on making sure that we got this consistency of production at scale. And that's something that we have demonstrated both for serum-containing and serum-free processes. So that's something that we have certainly improved a lot since the last time we spoke. You know, at this point, we have a very well-defined culture media composition that can really have our chicken cells growing at high cell densities in the bioreactors and really getting to a good level of production yields that can be even, still needs to be improved to reduce the cost, but it's already a pretty good starting point for us to feed into a restaurant, for instance. So I think that's certainly one of the main achievements for us on the cultured chicken side. I think that also one thing that we have really developed a lot, Alex, since we talked the last time, is I think most of the cellular agriculture efforts at Just by them were mostly on the cell culture front, I would say. The formulation and texture improvements were still, I would say, in a pretty early stage. But now, since we're launching, we have a lot more product being produced consistently. We have been putting more and more effort into the actual finished product. and different product formats, which for me, it's really exciting because it doesn't feel anymore like a project from the bench. We're really turning this into more of a food product and really giving more efforts in that part of the whole project. The other development, I would say it's on the next type of products like beef. So we have done a lot of work on Wagyu beef, as we have also announced. And we actually are ready as well to scale to a very similar level to where we are with chicken. So next year, most likely, you're going to hear from us again on pretty exciting prototypes on the beef side.
So with a lot of the product releases just across the industry in general, the question often comes up in consumers' heads in that what percentage of the product is the cultured meat product? Can you comment for this product that got approval in Singapore, what the plans are in terms of what percentage of that product will be a cultured meat product?
I can tell you that our main ingredient in the chicken bites is definitely cultured chicken. The cell-based component, the animal cell-based component, is by far the one that is in higher concentration. And in my opinion, and I think I can speak for Just in this matter, is really a critical aspect of this product being called cultured meat or cultivated meat, depending, you know, on the terminology that each company decides to go for. I don't think there's a set in stone percentage at this point. And I think, again, that might change a little bit depending on the regulatory authorities that are reviewing it. I think that's still open for debate. But I do think that in order for us to have an honest also dialogue with consumers, even if it's an hybrid product with, let's say, a plant-based component like ours is, the animal cells need to be clearly the winner in the product. They need to be the main provider of flavor, of the nutritional components, and essentially be the star of the show. And that's something that we have thought from the beginning, and now we're very happy. We're essentially at higher than 70% of cells in the finished product. That's our baseline at this point.
Great. And the last time we spoke, we were talking about a future where we could imagine a Iberico ham that's fully cultured meat. And I'm hoping we get closer to that. And I think this achievement shows a lot of optimism that we will get there soon.
I think so. I think that, yeah, that's the beauty of also finding like all these regional sort of niche products, right? Depending on the country and depending on the cultures and traditions of history of consumption. So I'm very excited about the different opportunities and different types of products that we can develop. I wish we had more time, Alex, and more people that we could explore all of those. For now, we're really tackling the main proteins. So chicken and beef are really the reasons why we're so focused on those, is really the main ones that are consumed and also have the strongest environmental impact. Pork could also be, obviously, it's also up there. So I'm very excited about those products.
I congratulate your team on this wonderful achievement. Do you have any last insights for the listeners today?
Yeah, I think that I would like people to pay attention and stay tuned for what's coming next. We have more exciting news coming up soon. So I think, especially with an upcoming launch, I think that's going to be even a bigger milestone than this regulatory approval. So finally being able to feed the consumers and starting getting that nice feedback and that historical of consumption. That's something that I'm really looking forward. And for now, it's Singapore, but I really hope that we can trigger now all these movements to have it also happening pretty soon in other countries and in the US included.
We are definitely hopeful and optimistic about it as well. And this is really the first step. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Alex. This has been great. And thanks for having me.
This program was produced by H Media. We'll see you soon.